Evaluation of four biochars as potential media amendments for container plant production, presented by Ann Kinnear from the Plant Science Department at the University of Idaho. Container plant production uses soilless media, commonly referred to as potting mixes, which traditionally are comprised of horticultural grade bark and sphagnum peat moss. Concerns about the expense and sustainability of using peat moss has driven demand for alternatives. Our research evaluated four different biochars' potential as alternative amendments for container plant production. Biochars are highly porous organic matter containing a large surface area produced when waste is heated at high temperature in the partial or complete exclusion of oxygen, in a process called pyrolysis. Field applications of biochars have resulted in improved water and nutrient retention, improved soil particle aggregation and water infiltration rates, as well as improved pH and cation exchange capacities. However, less is known about the effect of biochars when used in a soilless mix for container production. Our research consisted of two field trials completed in 2015 and 2016. The biochars used were from dried ground dairy manure, ponderosa pine sawdust, ground wood waste, and from a commercial non-food biomass. Potting mixes were made containing 0, 5, 10, 15, or 20% biochar by volume, 70% aged bark, and sufficient peat moss to reach 100%. Douglas spirea, 2015 and 2016, mock orange, 2015, and fire chalice, 2016, were planted into 1 gallon pots containing the experimental mixes. Containers were arranged in a randomized complete block design in a modified pot and pot system. At harvest, final shoot height or diameter and shoot dry weight were measured. Data was averaged by block, then treatment effects determined by using the general linear mix model in SAS. Physical and chemical properties of the mixes and biochars were also evaluated. Results: media air capacity, water holding capacity, and total porosity were all acceptable for plant growth. Air capacities range from 17 to 36%, water holding capacity ranged from 47 to 65%, and total porosity range from 67 to 80%. Nutrient levels, pH, electrical conductivities, and the cation exchange capacities of the biochars and peat moss were compared. Key findings were as follows. Levels of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium varied between biochars and the peat moss. Only the non-food biomass biochar was a source of nitrate, while the dairy manure, ground wood waste, and non-food biomass biochars were sources of ammonia, even though the highest levels of ammonia did occur in peat. Ground wood waste, non-food biomass, and the dairy manure biochars were all sources of phosphorus, containing at least 1.8-fold more phosphorus than that found in peat. The non-food biomass biochar contained 230 milligrams per kilogram, while the phosphorus level of the dairy manure biochar was over 6,000. All biochars were also sources of potassium. Peat contained only 33 milligrams per kilogram potassium, whereas the ponderosa pine biochar contained 398 milligrams per kilogram, the ground wood waste biochar 1,726, the non-food biomass biochar contained 5,397, and the dairy manure biochar had over 14,000 milligrams per kilogram potassium. Electrical conductivities also differed significantly. Peat and the ponderosa pine biochar had relatively low electrical conductivities, within 1 to 2 decisiemens per meter, whereas the electrical conductivities of the ground wood waste and non-food biomass biochars were higher, 3.3 and 4.8 respectively, while the electrical conductivity of the dairy manure biochar was 58.7 decisiemens per meter. Such a high electrical conductivity was probably caused by the amounts of chlorine and sodium present. 564 milligrams per kilogram chlorine was present in the non-food biomass biochar, 5 times more than in peat, whereas the dairy manure biochar contained over 11,000 milligrams per kilogram chlorine and 34 milliequivalents per 100 grams sodium. Cation exchange capacities varied by substrate. The dairy manure and ponderosa pine biochars had low cation exchange capacities, 2.6 and 2.2 centimoles of charge per kilogram respectively, while the non-food biomass biochar had a slightly higher cation exchange capacity, 30.7, while the biochar with the highest CEC at 46.3 was found in the ground wood waste biochar, 2.8-fold lower than that found in peat. For plant growth, in 2015, up to 20% of the ponderosa pine biochar could be used to produce spirea plants of equivalent height and weight to control plants. Mock orange shoot dry weight was also unchanged by ponderosa pine biochar concentration, but the mock orange plant height did decrease at least 17%. Mixes containing more than 5% dairy manure biochar negatively impacted both spirea and mock orange shoot dry weight and height, causing at least a 28% reduction. This detrimental effect was likely due to salt toxicity. In 2016, shoot height and shoot diameter were unaffected by treatment. Shoot dry weight was impacted by biochar type and concentration. Both spirea and fire chalice shoot dry weight were reduced at least 7.3% by ground wood waste biochar incorporation. Incorporation of the non-food biomass biochar was beneficial to spirea and fire chalice growth. The heaviest spirea grew in the 10% non-food biomass biochar mix, while 5, 10, or 15% non-food biomass biochar increased the fire chalice shoot dry weight by at least 21% compared to control plants. In conclusion, one of the four biochars tested, made from non-food biomass, improved shoot dry weight. The dairy manure, ponderosa pine, and ground wood waste biochars were all detrimental to the growth of at least one plant species. The previously described benefits attributed to biochar-amended soils, especially improved cation exchange capacities, were not observed. Suitability of biochars as amendments for container plant production depends on the biochar type and target plant species.